just sinking into the body, into the breath. And the mind, as you follow the breath, the mind is going to start to do a kind of slow, languid spiral down and down into the body, into a deeper awareness of the body. Feeling of the body, the feeling of the cool breath moving through the nasal passages. The feeling of the rib cage expanding and contracting as the breath moves through you. Points of awareness that bring you back to the body. And it is true, you know, at this time, it is almost as though we are bifurcated, at best, trifurcated, and on and on. There are so many energies and information streams that we are sensing, that are affecting us, that our bodies are trying to make sense of, and that our brains are interpreting. There is much that your nervous system is attempting to process. Some of it authentically yours, but some of it perhaps old trauma imprints triggered or activated into renewed expression because of what is going on in the collective. We are all so connected. Old patterns that might legitimately be ours, absolutely. But there will very often be a macrocosmic, let us say, version of that pattern in the quantum field of the collective as well. And for many, there is, at the same time, a kind of void a kind of exhaustion. A feeling of detachment. But we are also picking up on, all of this at the same time, we are also picking up on an acceleration that is happening. There is an acceleration in the ascension of the collective. Hallelujah. You've been working at this for a long time to clear your patterns, to to make your body and the consciousness and the systems and the energy systems that make up you, to get that as clear as possible. Yes, doing that greatly assists us in our own navigation of this ascension path, this process. But it also helps us to be able to hold and anchor the frequencies that will benefit others on their path, even as we have benefited from those who have gone before us, holding those clear and perfect patterns, those ascension codes for us. There are some presentations that are coming into our reality, mostly from outside of ourselves. Be aware of this. There are presentations externals that look one way. But they are something else. Hold your equilibrium, Master. Do not get overly polarized one way or another. At this time, focus on your beingness rather than your doingness. Realign, perhaps pull back a little. And just check in. Make sure that your doingness flows out of your beingness. Alignment first. Then choose. Then act. Then speak. And create. Alignment first. Come back to that. As much as possible. Emotional equilibrium. And it is possible to have a kind of equilibrium or balance or equanimity, even when we are choosing to polarize. We can be polarized with a sort of resonance with one idea, one perception, one manner of choosing, and all of that. We can polarize into that and say, yes, this actually resonates with me. This energy bundle resonates with me. And even within that, we can have that equanimity, that openness, that balance, that transcendence of the attachment to the polarization. Practice that. Find that equilibrium, that equanimity. Because it may well be that what arises authentically needs to move, needs to be expressed within you. It might be anger. It might be the righteous anger that needs to assert a boundary. Perfect. Then try to find alignment, equilibrium, equanimity within that, even polarizing into that. Alignment first. Let that be your work. The positive energetic, the energy bundle in the collective right now, in the ascending collective, that is extremely beneficial. It is extremely nurturing and nourishing to especially the physical body. We've talked a lot about the physical body and all that it is attempting to hold and work through and navigate. Bathe in those frequencies, those energies of uplift, of updraft. You are a part of the soul group that catalyzed that. This was the mission, do you remember? This was the Earth mission. To help this planet arise back into the realms of light, the expression of light, to catalyze that momentum of light. That is why we came, and so, of course, it feels wonderful. Take care of the nervous system. Because as we say with the physical body, being sort of ground zero for this great dimensional swath that we are traversing now, roughly, broadly, we say third dimension to the fifth dimension, even as the body is having to navigate and hold that huge, massive range of frequencies. So it is that the nervous system is holding everything from your unresolved childhood trauma all the way up to the excitement, the acceleration that we're feeling move through the ascending collective now. And also, we can say, we've got the magnetosphere of the planet diminishing. This is actually a good thing, because what? It creates an increase in cosmic rays, gamma rays, the solar flare activity, the charged particles, the plasma waves, the photonic light. Much more of that comes onto the planet now. Do not underestimate the effect of all of that on the human nervous system. It is profound. So that brilliant, magnificent electrical system of the body, the electrical system, the communication system, the sort of sending and receiving hardware of the system, the body, it is also spanning a massive range of frequencies and pieces of information. If the body needs to rest, let it rest. Yes, you know this. Now we need to turn up the dial on this just a little bit. Do you remember how we've been talking about how there's less and less wiggle room as we progress, as we move forward on this path of ascension? There's less and less wiggle room. So it is no longer the case, let us say, if alignment is what you wish, if ascension is what you are consciously choosing in alignment of, then gone are the days where we can say, well, I've had a rough couple of days, my body deserves a half a chocolate cake, bag of chips. Bottle of this or that or whatever. No. It's time to level that up. It's time to really own what we are doing to the body, what pieces of information we are introducing into the body, that galaxy of consciousness that wants only to function at its highest possible levels, to anchor light codes, to activate ascension codes at its deepest places. You cannot anymore say, I deserve this, and then do something to the body that you know is not beneficial, is not in alignment with the body's desire to be a vehicle, a prism, an anchor of higher light as per your intention. Alignment first. And choose. Alignment first. Make it easier on yourself. Choose the energies, frequencies, the pieces of information that will be supportive of your mission and of your dear body's ability and desire to anchor higher frequencies. Bit of a roller coaster yet to come. Yes, you know that too. But let the waves of upliftment those shimmering, joyful energies suffuse the cells of your body. This group energy is strong now. You can feel it. It is much more coherent now. It is almost effortless to tune into the fullness of the group energetic. You are a singularity. That is your alignment here. It is with you and with Source, with the highest light. That is alignment. And even when we are in this group configuration, when we tune into that and the way that we are woven together in this way, it is a pattern of threads of light, frequency bundles, vibrational patterns and signatures, uniquely you within this greater grid of light. We do work together in this way. We are extremely powerful in this way. But it is always you aligned with the source of highest light. Rest in that. Draw energy from that. And when the time comes, choose from that place. You cannot get it wrong. You are so dearly loved.